Tomorrow in Paris, the Olympics welcomes a new competition to the Summer Games, breaking, once known as breakdancing. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has been documenting this phenomenon since the early 1980s. She reports now on how far it's come.
At a small studio in LA's Mid-Wilshire neighborhood, Frankie Nunez, Frankie Flav, is teaching a free breaking workshop.
Now shift your weight to the left.
The 45-year-old Nunez started his fancy footwork and sweeps as a teen in East L.A. He's traveled to international dance battles, and he'll be in Paris to watch B-boys and B-girls, as they're known, at the Olympics.
The Japanese are strong. The U.S. is strong. The Ukrainians are strong. Some have strong freezes. Some have strong spins.
Another trainer, Nancy Yu, a 53-year-old B-girl who goes by the name Asia One, says she's excited the world spotlight will be on a true American innovation.
An art form that's part of hip-hop culture, which is a culture that's rooted with artistic elements that were created by Black and Afro-Caribbean people, actually, in New York.
It all started back in the day, in the 1970s, in the South Bronx. The impoverished Black and Puerto Rican neighborhoods were filled with burned-out buildings, crowded housing projects, and street gangs. At house parties and street jams, young people competed for bragging rights on the dance floor.
They would have a get-together between the rival gangs for a specific turf, and the two warlords would go at it.
Luis Angel Mateo is an old-school b-boy who goes by the alias Track 2. Years ago, he reminisced with me about how the old-school dancers were surrounded by onlookers who egged them on as they took turns showing off with dance moves like fighters.
You know, it's a lot of motion, a lot of gestures, the stabbing or the punching or the hitting with a stick and a chain swinging.
During breaks in the music, the dancers also copied moves from James Brown and Kung Fu movies. They borrowed from West African and Jamaican dance styles and Brazilian capoeira. More than 20 years ago, I met up with Puerto Rican b-boy Santiago Torres, nicknamed Jojo, and his friend Eric Lockett, a funk master nicknamed Wizard Wiz. They took me to revisit their old schoolyard in the Boogie Down Bronx.
See this spot right here on the floor here? We used to battle right here.
Some people were good in gymnastics. They would flip. They would do, you know, if some guys were double jointed, so they could bend their bodies. And
you remember Jimmy Lee? Jimmy had a different swipe than nobody else can do.
Yeah, that side. That,
it was like, boom. It looked like the, you know how you have a slinky, the way it goes down the steps? It was like that.
You had to be creative in this game.
Jojo and his friend Jimmy D formed the Rocksteady Crew, which remains the most famous b-boy troupe in the world. By the early 1980s, New Yorkers created a sidewalk sensation the media dubbed breakdancing. And soon all that street bragging made its way to Hollywood. The 1983 movie Flashdance featured Rocksteady Crew members like Richie Colon, also known as Crazy Legs, and Ken Swift, who told me those were exciting times on worldwide tours, performing for the Queen of England and at the White House, dancing on TV and in the movies.
Breakdance spinner, contest winner, but just like the rest, looking for a break on Beat Street. Beat Street.
We were superheroes after that, like New York City, you know, being in a film, coming from the hood, that was a big deal.
In 1984, breakdancers also performed at the closing ceremony of the Olympics in Los Angeles.
It was very radical at the time. You know, like people didn't really understand this was an actual dance. They thought it was just, you know, a lot of Black and Latino kids with a lot of energy, but it stood the test of time.
Ken Swift now teaches dance at UCLA and around the world. He says it's an exciting moment for breakers at the Paris Olympics, but
as far as breaking being a sport, in my opinion, it's not a sport. It's a dance. It's an art form and it's a way of life. It's part of a culture with its languages and traditions and heritage. And it's a culture of unity, you know what I'm saying, and bringing people together worldwide.
And he's a bit skeptical of how the Olympics judges will score the dancers' performances.
Judging on an iPad is not my thing.
And Swift says beyond body gyrations, breaking has always been about creativity, spontaneity, style, and especially uniquely responding to music. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.